Welcome back to the Trifecta Yourself Podcast. I'm your host, E-Rock. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already so you never miss another podcast. Also, do me a favor. Go on to whatever podcast app you listen to us on and give us a rating and review. That really helps us rank in the searches. Thank you so much. Let's get into the podcast. Welcome, everybody, to Trifecta Airsoft Podcast. I mean, live stream. So I guess it is kind of going to be a podcast. I was so used to saying that for the last, whenever I have a guest on here. But welcome to everybody, and thank you, Zombie, for being a co-host today. It's going to be cool. Hell yeah. So we have got a few things to go over for you guys, and I will start with some shout-outs and that kind of thing. So, and then we'll go over, I got some fan mail from overseas. I'll talk about that here in a second. And then we'll go over a couple things that I want to talk about. I've mentioned it in a couple previous videos, like a while ago. One was months and months ago. When YouTube first started demonetizing airsoft stuff, and then then all this disclaimer kind of thing came around where they changing the rules that you have to do whatever, jump through some kind of hoops. And then I will end with announcing the next giveaway, which will be coming up in about a month. So anyway. So let me do some shout outs real quick, because I haven't done one in a while for like new patrons, and this past couple months, I guess I'll give some new patrons some shout outs. We've got Kevin R, Jared T, Naxi Dragon, which you guys know on our Discord. Darn T, and those are the patrons over the last couple months. Appreciate all the patrons that support our channel, and of course you guys that just joined and help support what we're doing. So appreciate that. I want to give some shout outs to some channels as well. The first being Zombie 13, who is our co-host right now on here. He's got his own YouTube channel, which he started months ago, and does unboxings and shout-outs and stuff, so pretty cool. Let's see. I've got a bunch of them written down here. I've got Nepa Airsoft, which we have done a podcast with him recently. If you guys haven't seen that, go check it out. Van Alex, Caleb Tucker Airsoft, Gunfather Milsim, Woodland Warriors, Irish Bushwookie, Mania Airsoft, Old Beginner Airsoft, Hashtag Gamers, who's on our Discord. He just started one maybe a couple months ago or whatever. Airsoftology, which I always mention because they were kind of the ones that, Jonathan over there was kind of the one that gave us a kickstart in the beginning. You know, I think we had 100 subs at the time. When he mentioned us, and we started kind of growing from there. And the last one I want to mention that's going to kind of segue into my fan mail is FRV Airsoft. Now, some of these other ones I mentioned, there are a lot of smaller channels. The biggest one I always mention is Airsoftology. And you guys all know probably the big, you know, the big channels out there. US Airsoft, what Novrich, you know, all the big ones, Silo, which we'll talk about here in a minute. And, I don't mention all those guys. Those are kind of assumed that you know about them. So I like to mention the smaller ones, kind of like what happened to us, you know, give you guys a shout out and maybe get some new subs for you. And speaking of, if you guys have not been to any of these channels that I just mentioned, make sure you go over there. Find one of their videos, sub to their channel, and then, you know, hit a like on one of their videos. That helps. When you guys hit the like button, in fact, hit the like button on this one right now, okay? But if you hit the like button on a YouTube video, it basically, you know, helps get those kind of interactions help get your channel or your video recommended in people's feeds, okay? So it really helps them out. Go do that to these channels. Sub, tell them, make a comment on one of their videos. Tell them that E-Rock sent you from Trifecta Airsoft. But FRV Airsoft, they are in, David runs that channel. He's in Ireland, and he had contacted me after the podcast I did with, or the interview I did with Q-Ball, who's in Ireland. And he had mentioned their channel while we were doing the podcast. So he mentioned Mania, Irish Bushwoogie, and then FRV. So he contacted me, sent me an email like within a couple days after that video posted, and said, asked for the address, if we had a P.O. box or if we had something. He wanted to send us, some fan mail or patches or whatever. So I'm going to open that. But and P.O. boxes, I know a lot of people get those. I never did because I don't really care if somebody knows where I live. I'm unafraid, okay? So whatever. Yeah, just bring it on, bro. Come on, that's okay. I mean, most of the time we're just having a party over here anyway and barbecue and cookout, whatever. So no big deal. But, where we're at too, like all of our neighbors, look, they have guns. We all, like everyone around here is on the lookout. So we're in a good spot. But anyway, so let me open this fan mail. This is pretty cool. I was surprised to get it. Now, I cut it open earlier, and I actually had to look back. I was like, dang it, who contacted me? Like, where did they contact me from? I knew who it was. I was like, where was that message from? And, because I have all of our social media stuff on, between Discord, I get messages on our Instagram. Sometimes I get personal messages on there. Email, through Patreon, through our website, and I was like, God, I couldn't remember where I got the thing from. Finally, I found it. It was email. But we got these from David. David Stevens is his name. Like I said, he runs FRV Airsoft, and he is in Ireland. So we've got a bunch of patches here. Man, he had a bunch of patches made. Check this out. So, got that one. These are all different, too. Now, that's a cool one. I think that's their their main logo or whatever. Uh-huh. Yep, exactly. All right. And then this one looks like an event. It's kind of cool. Is it focusing here? There it goes. Rim shot. And then we've got another operation one. Bloodhound, Seek and Destroy, Strike Force. There it goes. That one. Then we've got... This must be a different... operation they went to as well. And then on the back, it must be the two different teams that were, at that operation. And then another one, man, they've got, it looks like they make a patch for pretty much most of the operations they go to. Yeah. And then this one is the last one. Yeah. Now these Delta 6, 4, yeah, pretty cool. So he sent us all these. And so David, if you're watching this, or whenever you do watch this, Because I know in Ireland it's probably right now 3:30 in the morning, or something like that. And I think they're 5 hours ahead of me. But so whenever you watch this, stay tuned and stay on the lookout for a package from us to you as well. So, hey, let me get a sound check from you guys that are watching. Yeah, they just said we can't hear you. Okay, so I'm hearing you. So let me double check. Let me change some settings here. Yeah, it's not coming through. I think we're good now.
I got like the earbuds in. I just didn't know if it wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think we're good now. Okay, I'm going to read some of these comments because they're getting kind of funny because this whole time that since we started, I mean, I did most of the talking anyway, but when you start talking, they couldn't hear you. These comments were getting funny, man. Like earlier, there was Dizzy on our Discord was talking about being at band camp or whatever. And I think Todd made a comment about, you know, he's lost 7 pounds since he's been there recently or whatever. And I made a joke about, you know, oh, this one time at band camp, I lost 10 pounds in a week or whatever. So Todd was on here like, so Dawn kept saying, Eric or E-Rock, Zombie is muted. We can't hear him. And Chase was saying, Zombie is staring into my soul. And then Dawn kept saying, he's muted. And then Todd said, well, let's all guess what he's saying. And he said, maybe he's telling a story about the one time at band camp.
Yeah, he was. That's very accurate.
For real. So anyway.
Don't
take that. So we got it going now. Todd said, we're getting background from kids from Zombie.
Oh yeah, they're playing Minecraft. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
they take that shit seriously.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, I mean, if you're on your cell, just go. Yeah, you can. You're mobile, man.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, just go sit somewhere else because I was talking to somebody on here not long ago using the same Discord video call. And they were using their cell service because they said their internet was so bad, like they couldn't, but they had a good cell signal. And I was like, oh, that's perfect, dude. Like, that's great. Just use it on your phone.
And that's what I have to do sometimes. It sucks because it's mountain internet up here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I've heard you talk about that before. In fact, a few of the guys have talked about that, that live kind of out where there's not, blazing fast. And we're actually really lucky here. We're not too far out from civilization, I guess. And we have, we have a high speed. It's like 400, 450 a second. So we don't lag. Yeah, it's fast, bro. Our upload and download speed is like when I'm uploading stuff to YouTube, I guess that depends a little bit on YouTube as well. But or if I download something or we're streaming or we play a game, we rarely have issues. Like right now I'm doing this and then Chris is actually, he's playing something, streaming something, whatever. We've always had, pretty decent internet here. So good for that.
Yeah.
But so anyway, one of the things that that I want to talk about tonight is this, social media canceling airsoft stuff, basically, and or attempting to or moving in that direction, I should say. And Zombie, you and I were talking about this just a little bit ago about I was telling you about Silo, how I heard his whole channel got demonetized. And, he runs that, he's not far from us. The Ballahack Airsoft is in, or that Ballahack Airsoft Field or whatever is in Virginia, I believe.
Yeah, that's Swamp Sniper.
Swamp Sniper. Oh, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, that's Swamp Sniper.
Yeah, he does Ballahack.
Yep. That's the one it was, not Silo. Yeah, his whole channel got demonetized recently, and Airsoftology did a podcast. Jonathan on there did a podcast a couple weeks ago about that topic and, you know, that kind of thing. So if you haven't seen that, go check that one out as well. They give a lot of background on that and that kind of thing. So that's a, you know, that's a big deal right now with a lot of airsofters that have been, you know, have been on YouTube for a long time and built up a lot of, you know, subs, and we're doing well as far as, you know, their channel and their videos being monetized, and then just get cut off, you know. It's crazy.
And it's kind of the same thing's happening to people on Instagram too. I don't know if you noticed that, but they're putting up in their story color to go in and switch to the violent setting.
Okay.
They have like let some violence through, and then it's like let all the violence through.
Yes.
It's like if you post a picture of a toy gun that at most put an eye out, it's considered violent.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So yeah, I saw
it's hitting all of them. I mean, Facebook kind of does the same thing where they won't let you sell anything in the marketplace. So,
right.
It's really limiting.
We'll be right back.
This episode is sponsored by Skirmish, the future of airsoft gameplay management. Are you ready to take airsoft to the next level? Skirmish's innovative gameplay solution keeps players and spectators engaged with real-time updates. Capture objectives, detonate targets, medic, and more at Skirmish-enabled fields. Skirmish tracks every action so you don't have to. Review past games, action by action, and follow your progress in national rankings. Phones are not required. If you want to find out more, head to skirmish.net and check out episode 157 of this podcast, where I talk with the owner of Skirmish about how it started and how it works. Stay connected, my friends.
Yeah, that's I saw I'm trying to think who I follow that on Instagram that just posted. It was one of the UFC fighters or MMA fighters. But he posted on there about basically how to go into your settings and change that new, you know, to that new feature, whatever, select a certain thing so that you start getting, you know, all of those suggested feeds again. The whole thing, honestly, is I feel like it's ridiculous. It's a bigger picture. It's not just I don't agree with it. And I understand, you know, a lot of people we talk about, you know, hey, this is their platform. You know, we don't have to be on here. I understand that. I do. Right. And I agree with it. You know, what I don't agree with is when they start changing those rules. And if you're going to make a rule, follow the rule across the board.
Yeah.
Period.
Absolutely. Right?
Like this. Okay. So, you know, Instagram, YouTube, whoever, they're like, we don't want to support this thing. Okay, fine. Don't support it. Well, then take it all down. Like if you're going to be aggressive enough to make that kind of rule, then cut it all off across the board. You know, make everyone follow the same rule.
Right. And that's because I think like Navarich, like he's barely affected by some of these. Like he might get demonetized a little bit on some of these videos, but because he has 2 million subscribers or whatever, they're not messing with him.
Yeah. I mean, and you got Demolition Ranch. I mean, you got the Real Steel channels. Those
right.
are still, you know, you know, going strong because that's what people want to see, you know?
Yep.
And then, so they allow, you know, they set a rule, either make your rule and then roll it out and make everyone, you know, on your platform, like standard, this is, you know, this is for everyone, or, don't, you know, apply the rule until you're ready to do that. So they've got contracts with all these, you know, advertisers and stuff. They can't roll it out all at once with these bigger channels because they would lose all of these, all of that revenue, and they would lose all these advertisers. Legend. Yeah.
And a Raid Shadow Legend would be pissed.
Yeah,
like that's their,
right.
That's the big one. You know, you can't watch a video about anything without seeing an ad for that. You know?
Oh yeah.
Working on some big money.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of those are. I mean, that's so they're and I talked about this before. Their goal, social media in general, their goal is to cancel anything to do with guns. All right, and that is in my opinion, that is a anti-American, Second Amendment, you know, pro 2A stuff. That's their whole agenda. They're trying to, they want to say, well, we don't want to support these things on our platform. That's fine. Then don't support it. But you're still making all this money from these, you know, from these videos because people want to watch them, right? And so they didn't cut it off. So if they want to make a rule and have everyone, you know, follow that, that's fine. So this kind of leads me into why, this is exactly why I won't do a disclaimer on our videos that everyone started doing recently. I think it's fucking dumb. I think, you know, these disclaimers are like, okay, so, oh, wait, now we can do a disclaimer and YouTube will say our video's okay. Like, dude, I'm not playing their fucking game, like, for real. Like, I'm not jumping through their hoops.
They still don't, though. I mean, I think that started on TikTok, too. I used to see some people on Instagram, they used the same video. They're like, this is a toy gun, TikTok, don't worry. And like, if you have to do that just to keep that monetization, it's not really worth it, you know?
No.
Because, I don't know. It's to me, with the whole trying to get rid of all the guns on social media,
yeah,
I think they should start with the over-sexualization. It's like, don't get me wrong, like, I love women. I love relations with women. But there's a difference between a kid putting in a video on YouTube and seeing something that's over-sexualized for their age versus a toy airsoft gun.
Yeah.
So it's going to do more damage to them in the long run, seeing something that's related to sex versus, you know, guns, where we've been growing up with guns for centuries.
Well, yeah, I mean, that could be... That's a whole other topic right there. You dig yourself in a hole, you start talking about, you know, that kind of stuff. Because that
violence and the psychiatric side of it.
Well, I mean, you know, the argument could be, you know, if I want to play devil's advocate, the argument is, first off, we're born naked. So, okay, like, and sex is required in our species to continue. So it is a natural thing, but I understand where you're coming from, but, nobody dies from seeing that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, where they could argue, you know, guns are made, like, the purpose of them is to harm something or someone, which is true. But, you know, so yeah, that's, you know, the big thing is if they're going to have a standard for this one, you know, category, then have the standard and set it and apply it across your whole platform for everyone that, you know, uploads anything on your platform. Don't pick and choose. It's like when we started getting demonetized, our channel, our videos, it was like, I don't know how many unboxing videos we have, quite a few, and I think maybe 10 of them got demonetized, then like 15, then like 20. And then when I went through and did the, you know, request review kind of thing, then some of them that I request review on got, you know, were okay. Got, you know, they passed the test or whatever, and then, the review. And then some of them weren't. And they were all the same. You've seen our unboxings. We do like the same angle. We pick the, you know, the same content. And so it was ridiculous, bro. And it's still like that. Still today, it's like that.
Now, do they ever go back on some of the videos, or is it just the new ones you upload?
Oh, no, they went back on all of them.
Really?
Yeah, like our channel, as far as monetization, you know, before they put this new rule in effect last November, it was... Let's say as far as revenue, it was up here. Then within the next day or maybe a couple days later, the analytics, it was a third. Maybe actually less than that. It was a fourth of what we were seeing. And then our views went way down because I'm thinking because they, I call it shadow ban, but they stopped recommending our videos
exactly,
to everyone. So I'm like, dude, okay, like, whatever. I understand your rules. Go ahead and change them, but apply it across the board and at least know what the hell you're doing. Like the way the rule states in their YouTube thing is, they just included anything gun related, basically.
Is that any imagery of it, or even just talking about it?
It's not. It doesn't even go into that much depth, bro. That's
when they need to start having some sort of definition, because like this right here, this conversation.
Yeah.
We could be totally anti-gun, but because we're seeing it, there's no ads, there's no revenue coming.
Right. Just saying the word guns, like their little analytic thing that runs, that's checking our video as we're, going live right now.
Yeah, they have like the AI bot that listens.
Right.
To all that
stuff. And I agree with that. It should be, you don't want to see gross, murders or somebody committing suicide or whatever,
right.
There has to be something in place that, that does that. I mean, radio has done that for years. When people would be on the radio, they would have call-ins, or people call in, or they would have guests. They didn't know what this person was going to say, so they had that delay. And there's that person, I'm sure it's computerized now or software, whatever, but they used to have a guy sitting at the panel, like ready to mute.
Ready to hit that button.
Yeah, because somebody said an F word or whatever on a, local radio station or something.
Right.
Or somebody called in and started going off about, but anyway, it's, this whole thing is, like I said, I think they have a bigger agenda to, migrate all and anything about guns in general, away from, viewers, so that, kids aren't growing up interested in guns. I don't think that, it's not going to work, first off. Secondly, it's anti-American. It's anti-constitutional rights. It's anti-American. And I've never agreed with the push to ban guns in any form. So I'm one of the extremes, my belief system is I don't think there should be any gun laws at all, ever. Like none. If you can afford something, go buy it, whatever. Okay. Be safe with it. And I mean, there's no law on, and I know this is a weird analogy, but there's no law on, how much bleach you can buy, and bleach is dangerous as fuck to a little kid. Well, don't let them drink it. The government doesn't come in and say, we're not going to let you buy bleach because, little kids have drank it and died, Yeah. And that does happen still today.
There's three people at a fast food restaurant like 2 years ago killed by bleach pneumonia. They mixed it together. People don't know that,
Yep.
And again, they're not putting any kind of laws on bleach.
No. life can be dangerous. Like, you got to be fucking smart. And if you're going to have kids, you got to be a little smarter so that, you survive. Don't do dumb shit, okay? And teach your kids about not doing dumb shit. And I feel like it should be left up to the parents, and get away from government control stuff, We need less laws, not more, including this whole bullshit, I feel like YouTube, for what we're doing, maybe not all of YouTube, but our channel and channels like it are, we're like the adult version of show and tell. Remember, you're in elementary school, you have show and tell. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're like, hey guys, look at what we got. Hey, let me open this box and show you. It's like if you went to your elementary school class and brought your freaking presents from your birthday and like, hey guys, look, I got a little bulldozer and a Hot Wheels car or something, that's it. We're doing show and tell.
That's the perfect analogy too, because I haven't met anybody that's into airsoft that doesn't like showing off their guns, their kits, anything. Yeah. Like, everyone, I have some of the cheapest stuff around, but I still am proud of it. Like my kit, you know, like I love
absolutely.
It.
I mean, it is that's really what we're doing, and it's this whole disclaimer thing. I'm not just being an asshole about not. I'm just not going to do it. You know, like I mentioned before, you know, one of the reasons is YouTube, get your shit together about your rules and apply it across the board, or don't do it. Okay.
Yes.
And until you do that, I'm not going to comply. So I don't care, whatever. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be a sellout and grovel at their feet and do all the disclaimer bullshit. And talk about, wait, no, it's just a toy gun. Okay. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Get out of here. If somebody wants to do a disclaimer on their channel, good for them, whatever. I'm not. I've always been kind of a, you know, person that resists more than complies. I'm not a rule follower. And then I joined the Marine Corps. You know, that's real smart. So, you know, do this. This many times, yes, sir.
Yeah.
So,
and ask for more.
I'm saying, but yeah, it's I'm not jumping through their hoops. I'm not playing their games because I know their end game, and I think it's dumb as shit, and I don't agree with it. So, and then I know there's going to be people who say, well, why do you use their platform? Because I get to meet all you new people. You know, it's cool.
Right.
But I as far as the monetization thing, whatever. I just upload stuff. If it gets ganked or whatever, I don't give a shit. Okay. I'm not doing the disclaimer thing. I think it's petty. I think, I'm not saying somebody's an idiot if they do the disclaimer. I'm saying they're kind of desperate a little bit, and, I think they're naive. I think they're naive to why YouTube is requiring some of this stuff that, like you said earlier, it doesn't even work all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's, fuck, it's just dumb, bro. It's dumb.
Yeah, and I think the biggest problem with trying to change to a platform, well, Rumble's still fairly new. It's in its infancy.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember when YouTube first started, and I don't even remember what I was doing for videos back then, like stupid videos.
No,
so
yeah.
It was like, oh, go to YouTube. I'm like, that sounds stupid. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But that was like fucking 15, 16 years ago or more. You know? So
yep.
look where how long it took for it to get to this far. So, I mean, Rumble does have that chance of going there,
yep.
But we just have to get more people to actually use it.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And that's, you know, when we first started noticing this, we talked about that. I talked about it in some of my videos that we were going to switch over. And I stopped uploading stuff to Rumble. Not because, honestly, just because I got busy. I started working again. I was able to move around better. And, you know, I told you guys this before. I started working. And so my time that I was able to spend on here editing, which was, you know, 8 hours a day before when I was laid up, went down to, you know, a lot less. So,
<Yeah.
laughs> and then I'm working, you know, kind of, you know, like construction stuff, so it's very taxing on my body, which I love, and love getting out of the house and working and moving around, being able to do all my stuff again. But so I have a choice when I edit and upload, and I'm like, man, I'm not, maybe I'll get around to it, I don't know.
Editing's like the worst part, like filming it, you set up the camera,
yep.
And you just hit record.
Yeah,
the editing, like, I mean, I have it as easy as I can get it now. Like, I have my logo, the opening little song thing that I put in. Like, that's
yep.
All one thing. It's the going through and doing everything else. And I barely edit, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I was, I had a lot of time in the beginning to edit and stuff. I learned a lot of editing tricks. But, you know, this channel started, this was my third YouTube channel. After I got sick or whatever, I started two other ones, and one of them I'm still going. You've seen videos on there. In fact, the little scissors I did the other day.
Oh yeah, yeah. The
CNR. The CNR reviews, and then the Scalf Life one. That was the original one. Then I started the CNR reviews with me and Colton, doing reviews of all kind of stuff. I think it's so funny when I look at the channel because our logo, we picked this really bad. Hey, man, we're going to be this, you know, it's going to be a badass looking logo. We're going to make this thing like, you know, it's got guns and a skull, you know, cross guns and a skull. And then we're doing reviews on a fucking, you know, kitchen broom or something, you know, like it's so funny. Like when somebody sees that logo, they're like, oh, you guys review guns? I'm like, no.
Not on that channel.
All right. Yeah. It's so funny. And, you know, of course, before we started Trifecta, now we had actually, when JP started getting these guys into Airsoft, they played a, you know, a little bit well before we started our channel. I think I had some videos of them working on an Airsoft gun probably 4 or 5 months before we started our channel. The channel thing didn't come up until Johnny started mentioning the mystery boxes, the BOAs from EVIC. It was,
okay.
Yeah, so they had already played some games and started buying some stuff. And then I told Colton and Chris, I was like, dude, this is kind of cool. We should review some of these things on CNR. And so we started doing, I got, Chris did not want to be on film at all. Like, he is so like, you know, shy when it comes to that stuff. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. I was like, please just come on. I'm going to use the camera, you know, I'm going to use my phone, because these guys, I'd hand them the thing and they didn't know how to film. Okay. They cut your head off because they were looking at you instead of looking at the, you know, the screen.
Taking the camera.
Right. I was like, here, I'll film you guys this. And that was the spawn of our original thing. I had about 3 or 4 videos that I filmed, really crappy, just, you know, whatever stuff that I didn't know what I was doing really. But those were slated for CNR Reviews channel.
Okay.
And then before I was able to, you know, edit and finish editing and put them up there, Johnny was talking about Mystery Box with these guys when he came over to hang out with them. And I was like, dude, that's a cool idea. We should do like these unboxing things or whatever, like, you know, you see people do. And I was like, you guys do it, buy this stuff and do it, and I'll film it and I'll post it. They were like, all right. So then we started talking about a name, and it was originally, I don't know if you know that, you probably know this because you know all of our trivia questions, bro, for real. It was originally going to be SS Airsoft. And that was, as we were brainstorming, that came up with, I don't even remember who, might have been Johnny, that said SS. It was a Straight Shooter. That's what it was. It was going to be called Straight Shooter Airsoft. And well, then when I looked it up, and we actually started the channel that way. I started SS Airsoft on YouTube. And then I looked it up, and there's an actual SS Airsoft company that has like a retail store. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let's change the name. So
yeah.
And then Johnny actually came up with Trifecta as well. So he came up with the name, and I think he drew the logo. He had a lot going on in it, like a bunch of guns. You know, he wanted to represent it. When you look at the logo, his first drawings were, you know, like a couple guns here and there, like a pistol and this and that, whatever. And I was like, no, dude, that looks awesome with the upside down triangle and the T. Get rid of everything else, you know. And they were like, I remember having this conversation with them because they were like, well, how is everyone going to know by looking at the logo what it's about? I'm like, they don't have to. Like, yeah. Look at all the big companies out there, the biggest companies on planet Earth. Look at their logo. You got Facebook as a white F in a blue circle or whatever, you know. Look at Google's logo. Yeah. Look at
Nike's
YouTube's logo.
Nike's like the best example. Like, there was never a swoosh until Nike was around. Like, now you say swoosh and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what that is.
Right. I was driving down the road. So this is, you know, this, I know this is off topic of this whole disclaimer thing, but the branding, you know, branding, like marketing, advertising and marketing, branding is when you create something that is like a logo that is recognizable over time. So when somebody sees it so many times, they don't even have to see the whole thing or read what is it, you know, what, like if there's any words in it, to notice that what it is, to recognize what it is. I was driving to work yesterday, and I always think about this kind of stuff because I studied marketing and advertising for a little bit and years ago. And so it's always on my mind. I was driving, getting on the freeway, and there's a truck way ahead of me, but I saw the logo on the back, and I was like, oh, it just popped in my head. What company was it? Overhead Door Company, which I've seen all over the place. And that red ribbon with the white lettering on it, I was like, that's Overhead Door Company. And so that's branding. And that's where, you know, we cleaned up the logo, kind of made it, you know, streamlined, whatever. And then that's kind of what we ended up on. So I was like, you know, let's just put it like this. We'll make it real basic, black and white. If you all want to change it later on, but I know we're not going to, but we'll go ahead and change it. I knew
I don't care what you say. It's already good.
This is what it is. And then, you know, it worked out great. And it was great to, you know, it's real simple because you can put it on t-shirts and it's, you know, it's recognizable. But yeah, that's kind of how that whole thing started. And I remember seeing our reviews. We were, it was a learning process as well. But that editing thing, I had a little bit of experience before we started the channel. And then, you know, just try to get better over time. We've seen our progression of, you know, starting out raw and, you know, audio was horrible. And then we went to the green screen and tried to get everything. And I was working on these things, trying to put all these backgrounds in. And then recently I'm just like, just film wherever. I don't care.
You got the studio lighting too and things like that.
Yeah.
You can tell when you started getting like better quality lights and microphones and things like that.
Oh yeah.
It picks up everything a lot smoother.
Yeah, it really helps. It really helps. We had an issue with, now we do unboxings. I do have a mic that plugs into my phone that is kind of like a little boom mic, which really helps. But we tried using these little recorders for each individual person while they're sitting there doing the unboxing. But it's you get so much bleed over from their mics picking up each other. It was super hard for me to, you know, get rid of an echo. So we just went to the little mic that plugs into my phone and we're whatever. If it echoes a little bit, you know, or you can hear kind of that it's not, you know, it's not perfect. It's all right. You can still hear it. It's not too bad.
That's the, you know, speaking of logos, see if I can switch it. You know, just do the.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now, what is that? So, on?
That's on my lunchbox. It goes to me every day. So,
nice.
Like, I'm carrying that with, you know, into the break room. I go right by, like, CEO of the company. So, everybody's seeing it.
Oh, that's funny.
Nobody's asked me what it is, but at least when they do see it, they're like, you know what that's from.
Yeah, yeah.
Start thinking about it.
yep. Yeah, that's, you know, we have those stickers on the, you know, back of our car windows and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and you know, with just that, like that sticker there, you know, it doesn't say what it is. Like this says, you know, when I wear this out about somebody, Trifect Airsoft, whatever, you know, they can see the name, but when they just see the logo, you know, it's they'll recognize it eventually. That's one of the things that we're going to migrate over to is, you know, doing more branding stuff with t-shirts and, you know, merchandise instead of, you know, jumping through all the hoops with all the YouTube stuff. We'll still do videos because we actually have a lot of fun doing these, you know, well, especially like this, you know, and then recently the podcast, I love doing that. That's fun.
Yeah. I dig the podcast side of things because, at least for me, like it helps me get to know these other people that I'm talking to, was through Discord or just in YouTube chat, but it's putting face and a personality with a lot of it. So, it's just kind of bring that the trifaction together more.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Well, I should probably get on to to the August giveaway, because I want to read a little bit of background on this. So, you know, you guys know most of our giveaways are done on holidays, right? So typically in the past, we a Christmas giveaway or Easter giveaway, or not a holiday, but a tax day giveaway or something, you know, or going back to school giveaway, I think we had. So there's always some kind of event going on that we just kind of piggyback on the name of the giveaway and do it around that date. So this one, I'm like, I think last year we did the back to school thing or something in August.
Yeah, the back to school one, I remember that.
Yeah, it was back to school, nope, you know, on the thing because of COVID shit, whatever. So, but this one, I was asking Chris the other day, I'm like, man, I don't really have any, I don't want to do a back to school thing again. And, you know, it's kind of sketchy where some people in some states, you know, whether they're even doing it or whatever, who knows. But, so anyway, I was looking up, towards the end of the month, certain days of August. Now, two of my kids have birthdays in late August. So my youngest daughter, well, my youngest kid and my oldest kid. So Chris has a birthday in August, and then my youngest child is Caitlin. She has one in August. So, and they're like a week apart. But so I was looking up, Chris's birthday is August 27th. And that's a Friday this year. And I was like, you know, that's a good day to do it. So I'm looking up what event in history happened on August 27th. And you know what's funny is, you know, I never knew really anything about the Guinness Book of World Records. But that actually, their first print was released or printed on August 27th of 1955. And, so I was going to read this little history of it because I thought it was kind of cool. I never knew anything about it. I knew, I mean, obviously I grew up with it. I seen, you know, the books and, you know, they were fun to look at when we were growing up because, you know, before internet, whatever, before you had on demand, like every encyclopedia of information in the world, you know, in your palm of your hand, those Guinness books were really, really fun. So, and by the way, if you guys that are watching, if you didn't know this, I didn't know this. The reason it was called Guinness Book of Records was because the Guinness Brewery, the guy that was this, you know, basically the head of that brewery, was the one that thought of, started the whole Guinness Book thing. So they named it after the beer, after the brewery.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I guess it's since changed its name or whatever, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't really follow that anymore. Like, you know, it wasn't as popular, or it's not as popular as it used to be because you can just look up those, you know, all that stuff's cataloged online now, you know.
Right.
But so let me read this little history. I thought it was really cool. On November 10th of 1951, and November 10th, by the way, it's kind of a coincidence, is the Marine Corps birthday. Which is only relevant to me, I guess, or anyone that's watching that was in. But on November 10th, 1951, Sir Hugh Beaver, then the managing director of the Guinness Breweries, went on a shooting party in the North Slob by the River Slaney in County Wexford, Ireland. After missing a shot at a golden plover, which is it's kind of like a pigeon, he became involved in an argument over which was the fastest game bird in Europe, the golden plover or the red grouse. It is the plover. That evening at Castlebridge House, he realized that it was impossible to confirm in reference books whether or not the golden plover was Europe's fastest game bird. Beaver knew that there must have been numerous other questions debated nightly in pubs throughout Ireland and abroad, but there was no book in the world with which to settle arguments about records. He realized then that a book supplying the answers to this sort of question might prove successful. Now, there's a guy that loves to win arguments, okay?
Right.
Like, I couldn't prove that I was right about this fucking hunting, you know, thing that we did. So I'm going to write a fucking book about it and prove all this shit. You know, so I can kind of relate to that because that's my personality type. I like to be, you know, I know we all like to be right, but I love to, you know, I don't mind debating, and I like winning arguments and stuff. So Beaver's idea became reality when a Guinness employee, Christopher Chataway, recommended university friends Norris and Ross McWhirter, who had been running a fact-finding agency in London. They were the original fact-checkers.
Yeah, right. Real ones.
For real now. none of this petty-ass shit. The twin brothers were commissioned to compile what became the Guinness Book of Records in August of 1954. 1,000 copies were printed and given away. After the founding of the Guinness Book of Records office in London, the first 198-page edition was bound on 27 August 1955 and went to the top British bestseller list by Christmas. The following year, it launched in the United States and sold 70,000 copies. Since then, it has sold over 100 million copies in 100 countries. So I thought that was kind of cool to learn that history, and I never knew anything about it. But it was actually a really big part of us growing up. You know, a lot of people loved getting those books, and you know, we'd sit around. I remember sitting in groups with my friends like, oh, yeah, look up this one, you know. There was always the tallest man kind of thing, or, yeah. You know, I'm like, how do they find this stuff? You know, back then, you know, I didn't know, how they got all these stats.
And that's just all like word of mouth stuff back then, you know, if you have to go into a town, be like, well, this guy's 6'10" and, you know,
yeah.
Uncle Jed down the road, he's 7 foot, you know? Because, you know, there's no database for it.
And how about the one where I'd like to see the progression of the one, the biggest fish caught? Because, you know, like, man, this thing was this big, you know, like, that's the old the old story. Like, dude, you're lying. Come on, you know. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, so our giveaway is going to be the Guinness Book of Airsoft Records giveaway. Okay, so and that will be on August 27th, which is a Friday. It's the last weekend of this month, and then to enter the giveaway, all the basic stuff that I normally do with Patreon. Okay, you can join our Patreon. Any tier gets you entered into the giveaway. You can buy a ticket, which I'll post by tomorrow on our website. For, you know, the tickets are $5. And then I'm going to add two more things to kind of open this up, because we are giving away the Airsoft GI mystery box that we got recently. Okay. The one that had that personal letter from Cisco about doing a giveaway with that box. So I was really excited about getting that, because you were actually the one that told me about that box.
Yeah. Yeah, because yep. I scored pretty good on that too.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's worth a shot. I mean, I had a poor customer service experience years ago when I first started. And then you had that one incident where they shipped it, but then it just disappeared.
Yeah.
Like they shipped the Bermuda Triangle or something.
Yeah. And I want to go on record and say, between you and me, luckily I didn't go on, you know, talk to anyone else about it, but I overreacted badly on that. That was, you know, whatever.
Hey, I don't think you really did. I mean, you kept it pretty cool. You could have easily just got on YouTube and just been like, hey, these guys, they fucking didn't send it. You know, they're saying they sent it. Or you could have done a lot of stuff, but you kept it pretty cool.
Yeah.
So like, but on the flip side of that, like, you gave them over $100 for something. They took the money. It came out of your account, you know, like you just never saw the product.
It did take a while. I felt like it took a little long to get it resolved, but it worked out. It worked out good. But yeah, I remember, I think it was on a live stream I was doing, you had mentioned getting that they had that box available. And if you put in a comment that Cisco might do, you know, see it and do something, whatever. So he did. If you haven't seen that video, go watch it. You can see on the thumbnail, it has actually a picture of Cisco with Airsoft GI on there. And so everything that we got in that box is going to be put back. It's already actually in the box now. And sent out to whoever wins the giveaway on August 27th of this year. So next month, month from now. So I'm going to add two more ways to enter because it's such a big, I feel like it's kind of a big deal that we got that box from them. But so I'm going to call it Merch Perch. Okay. So if you have already purchased any of our merch from our merch store, so we have hats, coffee mugs, t-shirts. I just added some more t-shirts on there, different designs. And so if you have any of those or you buy anything up, you know, before the giveaway date, then and you just send me, I guess you could send me any, you know, through either our email, eroc@trifectorsoft.com, or our Instagram. Send me a picture of or a screenshot of your purchase or your item, and that will give you an entry, okay, into the giveaway. And I'm going to add another one that I've never done before, but I think it'll be cool because there's a lot of guys that have followed us on Discord and followed us on Instagram, and you know, they always, I mean, they're kind of left out of a lot of the giveaways. So on our Instagram page, the fourth way you can enter is if you follow our page on Instagram and you tag three of your friends for our, well, what I'll do is a post about when I post the announcement for this giveaway. If you tag three of your friends on that, then you'll be entered into the giveaway as well. Okay. So if you have any questions on it, I'll have it all posted on the on our Instagram thing and our website once I get it, you know, basically tomorrow when I set up the tickets and all that kind of stuff too. So that's it, really.
Keep me out of this one. Make it fair
no,
for everyone.
No. I can't keep you out of it again. But I'm going to tell you what, though. Let's do this. If your name gets drawn again, and so will Brandon. Okay.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
He'll be at your house the next weekend. Like, dude, what are you doing?
You're like, fuck it for real.
Yeah. So, we'll keep that in the video and we'll just kind of make a joke about it. But if you would like, we'll pass it. We'll draw another name and pass it to them. But we'll still put your name in there. I am curious if the Airsoft gods are really that, like, hot and heavy on you. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
So if you guys have any questions about it, of course, you know, hit me up wherever. Any of our social media stuff or comment on this video. And I look at all these comments. I don't always look at them sober. So if I take a minute to respond, then you'll know. But I usually get around to it. So, well, it's been good, man.
Yeah.
You have anything you want to add from what we talked about, or any tips for anybody, or about your channel, or anyone that I missed, shout out?
I'm trying to think. Shout out wise, I think you nailed Hillbilly Airsoft.
Oh, Hillbilly Airsoft. And I did say Caleb.
Okay, yeah, you said Caleb, yeah. So, like, the first three, I think you mentioned, like, NEPA, Ben, Alex, and Caleb, and then there was another one, but like those first three, I was like, oh shit, yeah, like they put me to shame.
Woodland Warriors,
Woodland Warriors, yeah. So like Woodland Warriors has some great gameplay footage.
Yeah,
they have some unboxing footage, but Deppa has like the teching side of things. And,
right.
And Alex has like the custom teching side of things.
Dude, for real.
Dude, I love that stuff. You know, that's, yep. that's definitely keeping me tuned in on their channels too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, awesome, man. Well, it's been great. I appreciate you being on here with me, and you know, maybe in the future we'll do more of these type of things where we can talk about, I guess it'd be like a podcast, you know, talk about different topics, and to do with airsoft, obviously, and other things, I guess, that affect it.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, I almost forgot. I was gonna say something about this. Review that Jonathan did on Airsoftology. It's one of the latest ones that just posted a couple days ago about the Steyr. I can't remember who makes it. The same group that makes the Navrich guns, I believe. And this thing is badass. I mean, if you haven't seen that video, go check it out. But it was really, really cool. If you haven't seen it, go look at it. It's a lot of cool features on this gun that seem really, really cool. But that was something different that I was thinking about when I was mentioning Airsoftology, and I was like, man, that was such a cool gun that he reviewed recently. A lot of really cool features in it, because a lot of guns, you know, we get they're basic, they don't work right, you know, like brand new out of the box. and I feel like it's kind of like accepted in the airsoft community, like, oh yeah, well, that's just, you know, because you only got a $250 gun instead of a $500 gun, like, what, dude? But anyway, all right, well, let me look at these comments real quick, and then I think we're gonna end up. Well, oh, DJ said his parents' anniversary is August 27th. That's cool. Actually, yeah. Speaking of anniversaries and birthdays, Zombie, you just had a birthday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
Wednesday. Okay. You wanna reveal your age?
I don't know. It's like 65 mentally, physically.
Oh, 80. My God, right? Yeah, you know those games, they say if you play this game, it shows your mental age or whatever, like, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe mentally like 13.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I turned 41. So just a little bit further over the hill.
Right. Now, were you speaking of that kind of stuff, were you kind of messed up when you hit 40? Did it mess you up? You know,
no.
Like some guys are like, I guess not.
No.
I guess some people.
I didn't buy the flashy red sports car or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, I've never really been affected by that number. If I don't feel it, I don't care. You know?
Yeah. And and some days I feel as young as I did when I was 21. You
know? Yeah, absolutely.
I have pep in my step and like I can take on the world, you know? But
these
other days, like I said, I feel like I'm like 80.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's when you need to drink more coffee, you know?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Well, anyway, a lot of happy birthdays to you. And then wife and I, our anniversary is Sunday, August 1st. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, 29 years.
Awesome.
Yeah. Long time. So that's Sunday. And then, of course, our daughter's birthday is in August. Chris, his birthday is, we'll probably do something for the giveaway since it's on his birthday, you know, to do with his birthday. But I didn't want to call the giveaway Chris's birthday giveaway. So, you know, he wouldn't have liked that. But anyway, hell yeah. Well, it's been awesome, man. Thank you to everyone that has, you know, tuned in and seen us jaw jacking for an hour or whatever. And I know Todd said earlier on our Discord, he said, I think we just watch these fools talk and drink on these live streams. And I was like, yep, exactly. So appreciate everyone that's been and tuned in and watch this, or if you watch it in the future. And thank you to all of our patrons, of course. If you are not subscribed to our channel, which I'm sure you guys are, go ahead and do it. Don't forget about, if you want to support our channel, the merch store, and follow our podcasts. Speaking of those podcasts, you know, I take that audio from those podcasts and I put it on our, platform that puts it out to all the big podcasting, apps or whatever, you know, venues. So we're on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you know, all the big ones. Spotify, all that kind of stuff. So if you guys want to, and I'll do that with this as well, with this one. So I'll add that to our podcast thing. That way, if you're driving or if you're at work or whatever, if you want to listen, you can tune in for that. And it's a lot easier, you know. Well, thank you for being on here, man. It's been fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. The house looks awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. For sale, if anybody's interested.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you should do a short video. I'll promote it on our channel. You know,
a little
like
tour.
Yeah, a little tour, inside, outside, whatever. And you know, now I've seen the outside of it, you know, quite often in the past, but it looks beautiful. I'd love to live there, as far as the area.
It's great. You know, it's a beautiful house, a little slice of property. You know, it's not entirely secluded, but the one downside is it's California politics.
Yeah.
Just can't get away from that, no matter how red this area is. You know, it's very Republican, but
that's bad, bro.
It's the whole state.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem when you have, you know, I mean, your governor makes a lot of those decisions for the whole state that affect everybody, and then you know, it was like if you lived in the area, California is such a big state. If you lived in an area that's kind of out in the woods or whatever, or away, and your town was cool, that'd be great. But those rules that are made by the governor, man, they affect everybody and everything.
Yeah.
So, that's yeah. So are you guys planning on moving out of the state then, or?
No, we're probably just gonna move down into town, and. Okay. Kind of be closer to the school and stuff like that for the kids, because they're going to two separate schools now. So,
Okay. Well, definitely good luck with that, man. It's it's your house probably won't be on the market that long. I don't know. The way they are here. Yeah, I was just gonna say, man. It's Chris is looking for his house now, and it is. You can't even buy a house fast enough. It is, they're selling like crazy. The house flips we're doing, the last one we did and finished, it was only on the market for 40 hours, not even two full days. It sold in 40 hours over the asking price because so many people were bidding on it. It's crazy right now. But good luck with that for sure.
Thank you
for being on here. Happy birthday. And and we'll do this again soon. So I appreciate you guys for watching. And as always, go get them.
All right, brother. Everybody.